I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The Kentucky Wildcats are on the road tomorrow, taking on Mississippi State, a team they handled fairly easily last month in Rupp Arena. But this rematch could be a different story. The Cats are coming off that 28-point thrashing of South Carolina, while the Bulldogs lost in overtime Wednesday night to LSU. Joining me once again for the scouting report is LEX18 sports anchor Keith Farmer. Hello again, Keith.
Hey there, Alan.
All right, so we have the rematch, and it could be a different story this time, and that's because Mississippi State plays very well at home usually.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting because on Wednesday night, I thought it was interesting that the two teams that Kentucky plays next met, and that was Mississippi State and LSU. LSU being ranked and Mississippi State having just fallen out, playing at home. And it was a great game that went to overtime, and Mississippi State played, like you said, pretty well at home. Ended up falling, but it was a close one, 92-88 in overtime. So I think Kentucky's going to have to expect another one of those loud SEC atmospheres, and they're going to have to overcome that. And probably an upset Mississippi State team after the way that first game went. So I'm sure they're ready to play Kentucky again and take another shot at them.
Kentucky did very, very well against South Carolina. There wasn't anything that troubled them at all. Obviously, the first half was a little closer, but you know, at the end, a 28-point beatdown. Talk about that.
You know, it was just one of those games where kind of everybody was on, and it was good to see E.J. Montgomery really kind of come forth and have his first double-double in a Kentucky uniform. Hopefully, that's a sign of things to come with him, because it would be great to have another one of those big guys really show out. We've seen the guards kind of have their day each, and now if we can see, you know, EJ really step forward, then now you're talking about you got to stop PJ Washington, you got to stop Reed Travis, now you have to stop EJ Montgomery, and then Nick Richards on occasion plays pretty well too, so it would make them an even more dangerous team.
So we have EJ, PJ, Reed, and Nick.
Correct.
It almost sounds like a different kind of law firm.
Yeah, true. And you know, this law firm may lock you down, and they're tough to get by. I mean, Kentucky's one of the top shot blocking teams in the country. Hard to believe, because it just seems like they go about their business and get a couple of games. But that's what you go against when you go against this Kentucky team.
Mississippi State has an experienced senior in Quindary Witherspoon. Talk about his game.
You know, he is just tough. He gets a lot of his points, even against Kentucky. They just came on, you know, slashing drives. Now, he's a three-point shooter, but he didn't show it in that first game. And, you know, he just really gets inside, hangs, draws fouls, hits the shots. He's a strong guard. So that's what makes him so dangerous. He's just too good and too he squeaks his way through, you know, a lane and just finds the opening and gets to the rim, gets to the backboard, and always makes those layups.
What about the outside shooting prowess overall of Mississippi State?
Well, overall, they didn't shoot very well against Kentucky, I'll tell you that. So that's where they really struggled. They were only 3 of 20 from three-point range. And one of those teams that Kentucky held under 40% shooting. So they did not do very well the first time against the Wildcats. But I think you also got to be concerned with a couple of these guys down low that are playing well. One of them had 13 rebounds against Kentucky, and that was Robert Woodard. And then, you know, they've got another guy, Reggie Perry, who played very well against LSU. But those two guys are freshmen, and so they have those up-and-down games. One played well against Kentucky and did not play well against LSU, and vice versa.
Name me one Wildcat in particular who needs to have a good game in order for Kentucky to come out of Starkville with a W.
I think, you know, the way we're seeing PJ Washington play, you know, I think we're just coming to expect that he's going to have the 20 points and at least be close to the 10 rebounds every game now. And I think if he doesn't do that, then you're going to have several people step up. So if you pin me on one guy, I think it's got to be him to continue playing like he's playing. If you're looking for that next guy to step up and play well, it's probably going to have to be Ashton Hagans, and he's going to have to do a better job this time around against Quindary Witherspoon.
Okay, big picture, Kentucky has one SEC loss, and now they're still chasing Tennessee, yet to taste defeat in the conference. How do you see that shaking out?
Well, you know, it's interesting that now after that South Carolina game, Kentucky is exactly halfway through the SEC schedule. So there are 9 more games to play. They're 8-1, actually tied with LSU right now. We'll see what happens when they play on Tuesday. And then, you know, Kentucky still has these late season. The SEC knew what it was doing. They've got Kentucky playing Tennessee twice late in the season, and one of them right towards the very end. So I think we're going to see a lot of movement here at the end, but I think you're talking about those 3 teams. South Carolina still could be in the mix because they were just 6-3 after that loss to Kentucky. And, you know, who knows, you might see somebody else sneak up there. But I think those 3 teams right there are the 3 that we're seeing, and maybe a Mississippi State team that you're going to see in the top, trying to get into those top 4 spots to get the buys for the SEC tournament.
Well, that is all the time that we have for today on the Scouting Report. Our guest again has been LEX 18 sports anchor Keith Farmer, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great weekend, Keith.
Thanks, Alan. You too.